Good evening. This is the Rhythms India show on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. And that was a sample of Izumi Taiko and Paul Bray presenting Chakkara for Hara. It is a collaboration concert presented in Vancouver in September 2008. And what is unique about this thunderous choreography is that this drumming, the Taiko drumming, was inspired by the pre-industrial festival drumming in Japan. In this piece, Paul Bray plays Afro-Cuban and Brazilian percussion and drums. Look out for some more of the same. And this being the Mother's Day special, we have a wonderful rhythmic score for you of all kinds of different percussion instruments from different parts of India and some from different parts of the world. So enjoy. Mums, put on your dancing shoes, try and enjoy the rhythm, dance, clap your hands to the rhythm, whatever you wish, and it'll be a great time. In Vancouver, plans are heating up for the 9th annual HSBC City of Bhangra Festival, and it's one of the biggest must-see events here. The Vancouver International Bhangra Celebration, the VIBC Society, will be presenting several events from May the 30th, and there are several outdoor concerts, dances, etc. We'll give you some more information in a little while about this program. Enjoy the next number, which amazingly is in Punjabi. However, it's sung by this young Danish singer who sung in 16 languages, Anita Lehr. She's accompanied by three other non-South Asian singers who are Yaz Alexander, Kureli Samalutu, and Kibu. It's the King G Mall Aoji. Now, in keeping with Mother's Day, our theme for today, moms work very hard with kids of all ages, and they're really, really very happy when the kids do amazing jobs. Now, we have a young 15-year-old girl from Maryland who plays what is called as the mridangam. It's a double-barreled drum from the south of India, and there are very few female artists that play this in the world. But Rajana Swaminathan from Maryland, not only does she play this, but she also has mastered it, as you can hear in the next number. So, here we present Rajana Swaminathan.
Thank you.
That was Rajana Swaminathan. And in the next number, she accompanied her sister, Anjana Swaminathan, who is an amazing dancer, but she's also a very, very good violinist, as you could hear. So the two sisters, one played the violin, the other played the mridangam, and they gave us a very nice number in Carnatic music. That was a good instrumental piece, and was followed by a short piece by Padma Sugavanam, who presented in Vancouver just yesterday. There was a concert yesterday on the 11th of May at the Mahalakshmi Temple. And she is a singer of repute because she also plays, she's also sung in Tirupati several melodious numbers, as well as Carnatic classical music. And she's made several trips to India, from India to Toronto, Vancouver, and other parts of North America. After that, I'd like to give you a little clip about this delightful young tabla player. It's a very short clip of 30 seconds. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Just like a mother's love, music is a universal language. I'd like to give a shout out to all the mums at the Banfield Pavilion in VGH. Hello, I'm BK's daughter. Lots of love to all of you, and also to every single mum and child that is listening in. Well, who you just heard was Anita Lehr, spelled L-E-R-C-H-E. She's a young Danish girl. However, she sings in perfect Punjabi. And that was the song Mela that she presented. Mela is a fun fair. So she's describing this fun fair in Punjab. And she did a very good job. She has another talent, aside from being a singer. She also plays the dhol, which is, as you know, the percussion instrument usually played in Punjab and in northern India. So we have a little dhol presentation from her. I also have a casual dhol freestyle presentation from another young female dhol player called Dholi Jassi. And she says, "Let the drums talk." Indeed. You should be good now. We'll be right back. Did you notice the different beats that the various dhol players played? Although there were a couple of common ones, which I guess they come back to, but each one chose from a different set, and so their repertoire was very, very different. Now, VIBC, coming back to VIBC, which is the Vancouver International Bhangra Celebration Society, they have a very good program for Vancouverites, Surreyites. There are different events, so please check it out on www.vibc.org. It starts on May the 30th for a whole week until June the 8th. There are several presentations by well-known dhol players, artists, their Bhangra presentations, and they have great competitions. They have a lot of free outdoor events as well in Vancouver, right by the art gallery. So please check those out as well. And there are ticketed events as well, including one at the Vancouver Fan Club on the 7th of June between 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. The Surrey Art Gallery will also showcase some spectacular sangeet. And with just a $5 donation, they will feature such artists as Chila Kumari, Jack Shadbolt, Oliver Hussein. And we'll talk about this a little bit more later on as the show goes along. Now, recently, we had some celebrations in the community, both in Vancouver and in Surrey, and we had the well-talked-about, well-attended Baisakhi parades. Now, in that parade, in those two parades, I should say, they had a dhol flow demonstration where dhol players ran along the parade route and played the dhol. It's a pretty demanding, physically demanding workout, but they did a very, very good job. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a taste of that. Now, also, we spoke about Ranjana and Anjana Swaminathan, the two sisters. Well, it just so seems that talent runs in families, because we will feature a couple of brothers, Sumit and Amit Padam, in the dhol flow demonstration. And we also have Maninder Singh Dhani from the UK, and he is a dhol teacher. So enjoy dhol flow demonstration from the Vaisakhi parade. You're listening to Rhythms India Show on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nalini, and you are listening to the Dole presentation. This will be followed by another Dole presentation by two brothers, Karan and Raymond Buller. We'll talk about them later. Listen and enjoy. Pardon me, we're having some technical difficulties here because we have a new software system that we're using. And for whatever reason, it changed the order of music. So please bear with me. We have Karan Buller and Raymond Buller, who are wonderful Dole players. In fact, the first one that we're going to play today would be Karan Buller. And this was recorded when he was only in grade 10. And you can see what a talented young man he was back then, about a year and a half or thereabouts ago. And the second one is of Raymond Buller, who has won so many awards. And he is considered amongst one of the best Dole players around. He also presented at the launch for the VIBC, and I must tell you, he did such an amazing job. It was a real delight to hear him. So here we present to two brothers, Karan Buller and Raymond Buller. Well, I guess this computer has a mind of its own today, and it seems to want to not play what we're asking it to. But that was Karan Buller, and he did an amazing job. So we will get you Raymond in a short while. And now We have For All the Mothers, it's a Mother's Day song. We have Maini Main Kinnu Akhaan by Amanat Ali, who's a very gentle singer. He has a very sweet voice. So let's go with that. Raymond Buller, and we will continue with his piece to end our show today, the Rhythms India show for CITR Radio 101.9 FM, but reminding you to check out the reception and the percussion evening on May the 30th, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. at Fay and Milton Wong Theatre in downtown 149 West Hastings. Raymond and Karan Buller will be there, as will Sunil Kalyan, who's going to be one of the special guests there. Well, I guess they're all special guests because they're all going to be presenting, and it'll be a real treat. So enjoy Raymond. Next, you'll have Bootlegs and B-Sides, and we will continue with the Rhythms India show for now.